And we're back in our news and improved studio in Flower Mound, Texas. I've got myself, Alex, newly appointed chief marketing officer. I had to change all my stuff. My tagline on my email signature. I had to order a new mug with my name on it. And then I've got Caitlin Ullman, newly appointed.
Senior sales account manager.
Senior sales account manager.
Title is now.
That's awkward too.
I know.
She's also also vice president, though. We call her vice president all the time. And more importantly, she's my business partner. We've got a third partner as well, Kara Thomas. And then she's been newly appointed as well. So we had an organization kind of restructure who we are. And it's been great. It's been keeping us focused on our roles within our company, which has been a huge win for us. But more importantly, we've got our guest here today. His name is Wade with Align. We're tech and strategy aligned for success, located right here in Flower Mound. We actually met him downstairs at one of our networking events. Been in business well over 7 years. But I'm just excited about when I met you, I could just like, he takes over the whole room. We were in networking and he's like, I have a question. And I was just like, yeah, you in the back, what? But Wade's really cool, man. I mean, he's really just, you know, excited about what he does. And I can't wait to hear and learn more about his business, what he's been able to provide for value for his clients. Align.io is his website, future ready services for today's businesses. And we're going to talk about a couple of different things today. RevOps being our primary, you know, what is RevOps and how does it help customers streamline their marketing? Go into more depth about an end-to-end system with regards to lead generation, all the way through client acquisition, customer retention, always being key as well. I mean, Wade, there's really two components, right, to a business. It's selling the product and then being able to retain it as well. So say hello to the audience. And
well, you know, I didn't know I was going to be in the room with chief marketing officer and VP. So I'm getting all nervous now about all the C-level and executive leadership that we have in here. So
I keep painting my own little parking space out there and they just keep sandblasting
it up.
That's right. So.
No respect. So do you office here in Flower Mound, right?
We started off here at this location, and that's why, you know, we still attend all the functions here, and we're a big part of what goes on here at Caddo.
Yeah, we just moved here 3 months ago, I think, 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, December 1st, I think.
Yep, we had been in Grandscape. Before that, we were in Formation at the Star, which I really liked. We were there for 3 full years, but it's expensive to scale in that space.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that I actually ran into her at a small business trade show over in
Mesquite.
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm so hurt that you don't remember.
Wait.
It was during the speed dating.
What?
Speed dating, speed networking.
Yes.
Yeah. No, honestly, I met and talked to so many people that day. I couldn't talk for like 3 days straight afterwards because my throat was so sore from all the talking that I did.
Total truth. I was in the same position. It's like I'm sitting there down in bottles of water.
Yes, that was insane. I would take breaks simply to just go chug a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So we're doing two more of those expos in the next 7 days.
Well, the speed networking thing was actually kind of cool.
You know what I mean?
It's like everybody's... You know, and I made sure being, you know, the old guy, I don't like get up and get down, you know, sit up and sit down.
Oh, sitting only side.
So I sat on the sitting only side. And so I had all these people like rotating in front of me, which was great.
Yep.
You know, I was like, okay, this thing really does work out for me. If I had to like stand up and then sit down and stand up and sit down, then I probably would have had to call the ambulance by the end of the day.
So. Getting the sitting only side, I feel like that has its benefits, but there's also cons to that. Cause like you're on a same side with people that you don't get to meet. Right, because you're sitting all on the same side and none of y'all are moving. But the pro to that is that day was National Gingerbread Day. So I had little gingerbread cookies that I was giving out to everybody. So I sat down at the table and we were representing a client that day as well. So I was representing two businesses. So I had my gingerbread cookies in the middle, that client's pamphlet on this side, my Simply Gold cards on this side, and I had two and a half minutes to say, this is what I do, but I also do this, and here's a cookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was major. The speed networking at that event was where it was at.
I mean, that's kind of what I remember. She's like, hi, I'm here representing this company. Then she pulls out the Simply Gold.
Yeah.
She's like, but this is what we really do.
Yeah. It was kind of so we were there representing a client of ours, to help just generate leads. But it was fun, man. We made an ROI. We were excited about that. And so that has spurred a project for 2025 to get us to probably about 10 others. The same company. Mm-hmm. So it's a small business expo. There's one in Miami this Thursday. I fly out tomorrow. And then there's one in Orlando on Tuesday.
Nice.
We're going to attend both of those.
Well, hey, you know, that's the beauty of those kinds of events, or any kind of event really, is if you hit the right lead that you get, you know, you get the right prospect, they can turn into the ROI for all of the remaining events for the year if they're big enough, right? So
yeah, 100%. So yeah, no, that's, I mean, who knew we were going to go that direction? See, that's what I was telling you. I was like, I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Then y'all show up here on my doorstep, and now I'm the guy downstairs. Yeah. I'm the guy downstairs in the back of the room who's
so embarrassed,
hogging up all the airtime. Thanks a lot for that, by the way.
I met so many people at the Small Business Expo and set so many meetings that before every meeting, I was literally going through business cards looking for their picture so I could remember who they were and what they did.
Yeah.
Because it was just chaos. I'm like booking meetings in the height of the moment. I'm like, I'm never going to remember who you are later, but I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best.
Yeah. No, it's a good experience. I've goaled myself to 30 meetings set over two expos. I don't know if I told you that, but I told Kathy that.
I feel like that's a reasonable goal.
I think so. It's 2 an hour. I mean, we're there to work. People keep asking me where I'm staying in Miami, and somebody was like, the beach? I was like, no, bro. I'm staying in someone's room at an Airbnb.
I'm staying in the back of my rental car.
Yeah.
It's like $30 a night plus the cleaning fee.
Exactly.
So, well, tell us a little bit more in depth, Wade, about your unique business. I mean, there's tons of marketing agencies. Mm-hmm. That's not you. That's my perception. You're not just another, you know, packaged up marketing firm. You're very specific, very niched. Kind of go into what makes Align so special and unique.
So, you know, speaking about getting all of these leads and doing this is kind of what the area where we shine, right? This is kind of what we do. So Align.io focuses on RevOps, right? And RevOps is kind of a buzzword these days, but it focuses on, you know, revenue operations, which is what it stands for, but it's really an end-to-end system that begins with lead acquisition, just finding a lead, taking it all the way through the sales funnel to customer acquisition, all the way through to client retention. I mean, it does everything all along the way. And so there's different components of that process, but we actually provide them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a cool way to market it. It's like Operation Rev.
RevOps. It's kind of like, you know,
RevOps.
You know, it's like the video game.
Yeah, it's like Call of Duty.
Black Ops.
You should have like the camo and the scope.
That's right.
Like a big scope thing.
Don't want to scare anybody.
Yeah.
No, because then Call of Duty may come after him for that. Right. You know?
Probably will. You know, they come after you for everything.
Funny side story.
Everybody's coming after everybody for everything.
I used to know this person. His last name was Glock, like the gun. And Glock emailed him, like literally went after him and said, you cannot use your last name on basically any formal professional documents because we have that name trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's my birth given last name.
Don't know what and you want me
like,
to go by.
Yeah, they're like, we don't care. Like, we have trademarked that and we will come for you.
That's your crazy. New last name is Smith.
Literally.
Get used to it.
I'm like, how can they even do that? Like, it's on his birth certificate.
It's crazy. I had a business called like Next Gen Financial Services or something. The Trade Association for Financial Services came after us and threatened to file a lawsuit unless we changed our name. We did. We changed our name.
Well,
but like, I didn't even know that was a thing until that day.
Y'all need to watch out for those silver and gold companies. The gold exchange is going to come after y'all. Simply Gold. If y'all aren't selling gold bullion, y'all better change your name.
Yeah, or start selling gold bullion. We've had people come up to us and say, I've never set a meeting because I thought you were going to sell me gold.
Exactly.
That happened right after I started.
Yep.
They're like, I didn't even know. I thought he sold gold. I didn't know what he actually did. But now that I know, let's set a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's wild. So there's a few different parts to RevOps. There's the marketing component. there's the sales aspect, and then of course there's client success as well, right? So would you say those kind of like your three major pillars within it?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to break it up into different segments, that, you know, all of those things are included. And then even within those segments, there's even more stuff when you drill down into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but overall, you know, what RevOps does for a company is they see increases of 10 to 20% in overall revenue generation. Their sales productivity can see increases to 100 to 200%. And a lot of this is just because, you know, they don't have to hire more people. They just have to do more with what they have. And that's where, you know, we leverage technology to help them do those types of things. Being able to get more out of what you're doing, that's part of the better alignment between the sales operations and the leads operations, and with marketing playing a role, you know, being able to have that consistency and utilizing, you know, all that data, having it in one place gives leadership the opportunity to make data-driven decisions, right? Now, a lot of us, you know, I see it in these networking groups when I'm talking to other business owners. They're really, really good at what they do, right? But there's a lot of business components where they kind of miss the mark. And a lot of the time, they're making decisions based on how they feel or how things appear. So, like, if they're doing something like spending money on online ads and they're getting, like, a lot of response, they're like, wow, this is really working. But if you're not tracking the numbers, you don't know how many of those actually convert into sales and how much revenue is being generated.
Mm-hmm.
You could be spending less money on this other channel, and it's generating, you know, lower traffic, but it's all converting into revenue, and that's where most of your money's coming from. And without platforms in place to manage all of that and give you that information, it's tough for you to make those kinds of decisions.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think where we also win is just helping with the implementation. I think having a client sign up for a service and then expecting them to do it on their own is naive, right? That they're just going to, I mean, I have a ton of things I've signed up for, as simple as, you know, even like a streaming service, and just logging into it and setting it up. It sounds so simple, but it's a pain in the ass, right? So then imagine a full implementation of a CRM or a sales process or a marketing endeavor without the educational component or the operations of it all. It's almost 100% a recipe for failure.
Well, I can tell you that pretty much, I don't throw out percentages, but just about every company I've ever worked for or ever been in touch with, even if they have some of these platforms in place, they are maybe utilizing 10 to 15% of it.
Right.
I can't tell you how many companies have a full-blown CRM and the only people using it are a handful of salespeople to keep up with their prospects,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's just you're not getting the full utility out of it, right?
I mean, right.
What you're paying for it, but you're not. And again, this goes back to, you know, why do people see those big increases in revenue generation? Well, it's because if they're only using 10% of it and they're like, okay, well, it's worth having it because it's helping us make this money. Imagine what it would do if you were utilizing all of it, right? Most of these programs, they have marketing components and analytics components and all of these things that feed into a reporting tool that will give them that data that they can make decisions off of.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that's, you know, where it gets a little confusing sometimes for owners that don't know how to use it or don't know how to interpret it. And that's where we come in, is give them this end-to-end tracking capability.
What has been kind of the defining success of growing your business, as far as, you know, you have got a lot of different products or services, it sounds like, or ways to help business owners succeed. What has been kind of your strategy of getting somebody just onboarded, you know, in the most efficient way, right?
So, well, typically the problem is you can't come at it and try to do everything at one time, right? So what we try to do is we find what is the biggest problem that they have. And once we start helping them with that problem, it can lead to, you know, once we get that resolved, it leads to, okay, well, what are you going to do about this? And what are you going to do about that? And
right.
So then you kind of do it a piece at a time. It's very difficult for any company to come in and just say, okay, we just want from end to end everything to be perfect, right? You know, that's very difficult to do. It's easier to take it one piece at a time. And, you know, my wife's an elementary school teacher. And so They have these Franklin Covey things that we all know, like the, you know, 7 habits of highly successful people. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite ones is begin with the end in mind, right? So what we do is we'll start off with something, and as we're doing that, we're going to put that in place so that it's going to be set up for the next step, right? It's going to feed into the next step logically, and it's going to give us what we need to do that, or give the company what they need to do that. So, you know, I think a logical place for a lot of people to start, the most basic, is start at the beginning, right? Start at the beginning is like, how are you getting your leads, right? So we have a whole segment of our business, which is, you know, your traditional digital marketing, where we manage paid ad campaigns. We do a lot of, you know, SEO work and web development, and all of that stuff goes hand in hand. And I think a lot of companies don't realize the importance of SEO, right? Nowadays, you know, we're all sitting around, we're not experts in web development,
right?
Right. Well, I am, but maybe y'all aren't.
No, I'm not. I hate the websites.
But
I can't even explain to somebody how to like set up a DNS record.
I don't even want to explain it.
But if you go to a website, you can tell within a few seconds, you know whether or not that website seems credible, right? I mean, that's the difference. It's like most of the people these days, you know, have been raised on the internet. I mean,
right.
You know, I'm old enough to remember when, you know, the internet first came out and we had to dial in through AOL and people had.
Yeah, I'm old enough.
People had a two-page microsite.
I was born before Google.
No, like to download a document, like if it was really large, you'd like go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like right. I'll get it in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then find out that somebody picked up the phone line, right? And
I'm older than Google, but like by a year.
I sent her a picture
she's
of the
just
other day.
Her birth date. I'm saying, I was about to graduate college when it started.
I sent her a picture of a Scantron. The other day, teasing. I like to mess with Caitlin, like, because I'm 41, you know, and she's younger than me. So, like, I see Caitlin as kind of like my younger sister. So, like, I was like, you ever seen one of these? She's like, yes, I've seen one of those.
The tax test was still a thing when I went to school, just so you know.
Nice. So, well, but the bottom line is it's 2025 now, right. And even young kids can look at a website and know, okay, well, this looks a little bit shady.
Yeah.
It's got the skibbity riz we were talking
about. Yeah.
Skibbity riz. That's what my kid says.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a kid old enough for all that, so I don't know the lingo. Yeah,
well, my wife's an elementary school teacher, so mm-mm. She's telling me all this. I'll say something like that, and she's like, that's so 2023.
I'm like,
are you telling me that's not bussing? She's like, no, you can't say
that. Yeah, riz is real.
I'm like, what does that even mean?
It's like, are you good?
My lingo.
Do you have riz?
My lingo stops at like where they say no cap.
No cap.
Oh, there you go.
Which is only a few years younger than me. So,
Kara's glad I finally stopped saying bet. I was saying bet. I worked at a company before this, and that's all they said.
Was it a gambling firm?
No, it was a marketing firm. But he's all these young people.
You worked with a bunch of young guys.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I bet. You know. Yeah. So then I started saying it, and then it took me like 6 months to shake.
I taught Alex all facts, no printer.
Yep. All facts, no print.
It took him forever to get it right. I say, but he got it.
I just want to be cool. So like, I'll be like, it's lit. I mean, I'm too old for that shit, but I try to at least.
You know, I'm old John Wayne. I'm like, you know, that's you're all hat, no cattle, son.
Yeah, I might be young years wise on my age, but I'm a grandma. I'm in bed by 8 o'clock at night. I go to sleep.
Yeah.
You seem like an old soul. I'll take that.
you are an old soul.
I am. I've been told that a lot. I've been told that a lot. But I have a 2-year-old at home.
I'm a young soul.
I got a 2-year-old at home and one on the way. I'm tired. I like my sleep.
Oh, man. Well, point being, the kids nowadays, kids, adults, millennials, everybody that's out there in business at this age, they know a good website when they see one. They know whether it's credible. And the thing is, Google is a verb in our vocabulary, right? So even if, you know, I'm talking to a guy who says, you know, I'm really good at what I do. Everybody knows me. You know, we really don't need a website. I'm like, okay. So all your business is word of mouth. So the question is, if I tell you, hey, you know, these guys over at Simply Gold, you know, you got to talk to Alex. And then what are they going to do when I leave the room in 30 seconds after I leave?
They're going to do nothing.
They're going to Google it, maybe. Yeah. You know, it's like, and if they don't find it, guess what? There's 10 other guys there that, you know, and guess what they don't do? They don't go back to you and go, hey, Alex, I tried to Google you and I didn't find you. So I went ahead and did business with this other guy. You
right.
know? So the thing is that people don't know what they don't know. And SEO is a key important factor in having your website come up when somebody's doing a search on a search engine result page.
Right. But I think what sucks about SEO, and I agree with you, it's very important. I think what makes it challenging is that sometimes it's not tangible, and especially right away.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So Simply Gold, like, we make our claim to fame by having something you can feel and touch, mm-hmm. right? So at the end of the day, if our customer leaves 30, 60, 90 days later, at least they have all these new friends that they've made relationships with. That's the tangible.
So there is, Google put out this thing many years ago, mm-hmm. right? And it's true today, and there's other things out there. But when you look at the full customer journey, a customer is touched maybe 10, 11 times before right. they take an action, like they make a call or they make an online purchase or they do whatever, right? Which means maybe they see your website or they see an ad or they see a YouTube video or something that you've done, or they hear a really cool podcast, which right. is funny and entertaining, right? But so it really takes all of those things that... so if you are doing, let's say, LinkedIn outreach and you're like, hey, I'm with a company called Align. We do this thing. Well, they're probably going to go look it up online and see what it is we do before they reach back out to us.
Right.
Right. Or maybe they look it up online and do nothing like what you're saying. Right. But then later on, they see an ad that pops up in their Facebook feed and social media. And it reminds them, oh, yeah, I was going to check those guys out. Or, oh, yeah, I really thought they could help us with this. So there's these multiple touches, and some of them are tangible and some of them are not, mm-hmm. right? But it all begins with a solid foundation of that SEO, because no matter what else you're doing, you know, all that stuff is a mathematical algorithm, right? I mean, Google has a formula, which is A plus B plus C plus D equals your page rank,
right?
Or your domain authority or whatever. And it's not even as simple as that, because even those components all have percentage weights. Like, well, this one it plus this one, yeah, but this one's more important than that one. So this one's 10%, this one's
35. It's like a credit score.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? So Google's constantly doing this. And if you think about it, everything always makes sense if you really think about it. And the reason they do it is because they want to provide their end users with exactly what they're looking for the minute they look for it.
Right.
Right? And... they do an excellent job. To me, people who are in the business, I mean, this is a miracle of modern science. And they do it all with math. There's not a person going, oh, you know what? That seems like that's what he's looking for. I'm going to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? So there's like, you know, I can't, cool. how many searches a minute are done, right? So they do this all with math. And so it's important that they include things in here like, how long has this site been active, right? They, you know, time is a huge factor for them. That's why SEO... you can do SEO and you have to continually do SEO. It's the long-term thing. Like you're saying, there's not an immediate kick right. with SEO because if you make all the changes you want to SEO, Google's still going to say, how long has this information been on this page this way, right? They check, is it a real location? They make the Google verification process, forget about it. That's the most difficult thing in the world, right?
Right.
And so all of this is so that their end user, when you go to Google, you're going to find what you're looking for. And they do a bang-up job doing it because, you know, in the industry we have a saying, right? And we ask, hey, where's the best place to hide a dead body?
Mm-hmm.
It's the second page of Google because nobody ever goes there, right?
Right.
And so, and it's true. That's how they got to be a verb in our language, okay. right? They got to be a verb in our language because every time you look for them, you know you're going to find exactly what it is that you're looking right. for. And a lot of people with like paid ads and everything, they're like, well, I'm not going to do paid ads because, you know, I can't compete with that guy over there. Our roofer that we have here downstairs, I don't know if we're using names.
We know.
And he's competing with the guys down the street that have this whole army of roofing crews. He's like, well, I know they can outspend me all day long.
Right.
Right. But if it was about how much you were spending and how much you were bidding on that placement, then what would be the first ad on every category? It'd probably be a porn site, mm-hmm. you know, because they make all the money. But nobody would go to Google because while that would be super fun for like one day, you know, you're never going to find what you're looking for because all this other stuff's going to pop up. So what they're doing is they kind of balance how relevant is this search with with what is your bid and all that. And you can actually bid higher than somebody who's, you can actually be placed higher than somebody who's bidding more than you if you're more relevant. And that right. all has to do with SEO. Mm-hmm. So once you do your SEO, not only is your local SEO and your search coming up and relevant on the organic listings, but when you go to do paid advertising, it'll perform better because part of that formula is how optimized is that page? Is it relevant? Right. And that's going to be determined by your SEO. So the whole, the marketing part, like I said, it's the very beginning part, determining relevance, making sure that your ads are working, making sure it's bringing in the volume of business that you need and the kind of business that you need in the location that you need it. Mm-hmm. And so that moves you on to that next step. It's like, okay, when you get that lead in, whether it's a form fill, whether it's a phone call, the next step is, what do you do with it?
Right.
Right. So,
yeah, no, we, I mean, so like we're right in the front of the funnel. I mean, and what you're describing is, you know, a lot of times like a customer will get a lead or they don't know what to do with it. So a business like you is super valuable because it helps the system get them all the way through the entire process. You know, I was looking just roughly through your website, and I know you've got some other things that you dive into as well, with specifically into AI. You've got your voice assistant, your chatbot, and your SMS. What is kind of your favorite thing to talk about with regards to AI?
So our AI component, you know, that's, well, the AI is the sexiest thing that we do, right? The other stuff is stuff that you really...
Boom, enough said, drop mic. Yeah. It's AI.
Sexy.
We don't know what it is. Yeah. We just know it is.
So... You know, there's all kinds of flavors of AI out there.
ChatGPT is my favorite.
Exactly.
My gosh.
But our flavor of AI is basically, it's what's called a voice assistant. We mm-hmm. actually built our own, it's a large language module or whatever. It's a platform where you call in, it can answer the phone and speak to somebody and have a human conversation with them. It's not... if you're familiar with phone systems, mm-hmm. you know, you have what's called an IVR, an internal voice recording or whatever, which is the one that has the phone tree. It's like, if you want this, press one. If you want that, press two. And then, you know, it's people hate that.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's been around forever and it's not good at all. But with this one, it's basically, you know, you call in and I'm like, hey, this is Wade with the line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? And you're like, hey, it's Alex. Okay. And I say, hey, Alex, how can I help you? And it's just having this conversation. And the AI is tied into the entire knowledge base of your company. And it's tied into engines like ChatGPT so that it can actually formulate a response to whatever you say.
Right.
So you can tell them, well, I'm calling because, you know, I've got this website, but it's not converting anybody. It's really old. It needs to be updated, this, that, and the other. And then the AI can chime in and say, well, I'm sorry to hear that you're having, you know, trouble with your website, that it's not converting like you like. It says, you know, in fact, we do have that service. You know, we can make sure that your website has a what's called a USP or unique selling proposition or CTAs, your call to actions, all this. I said, but the first thing you need to do is we need to get you set up with an agent so that you can talk to an agent. What's a good time? And now the AI is tied into your calendar for right. all your people. And so it knows when the open times are. It says, looks like we have these times on these days available. Will that work for you? Or ask the customer, what do they want to do? And so you just coordinate, figure out a time that works for them that's available.
Yeah.
Set the appointment, capture all their information. It all goes into the CRM. It gets updated. And, you know, everybody gets notified. So the customer, first of all, didn't have to wait, mm-hmm. right? I mean, and this isn't to say that it's to replace people. I mean, if it goes into like a call queue, right, and it's all everybody else is in a not ready status, like they're already on the phone, mm-hmm. Or your line is busy or there's nobody there, then AI picks up. So your customer has zero wait time, and they get their answer right away. They get the
Taylor and I messed with we actually tried to develop a sales AI voice type of scenario here. We just couldn't get it to work good enough.
Yeah.
But that was part of our plans for 2024. But I really think that worked well for like roofing companies and mm-hmm. insurance people because we say the first person that answers the phone gets the business.
Yeah.
Right. So if I need a roof, I call 7 roofers. The first person that picks up and actually has a conversation with me rather than just a generic voicemail we'll usually get a bid.
Well, also imagine from a customer service perspective, we're always looking at the user experience side of things, right? And I can tell you this much, my own experience, you know, my cable company or whatever, whenever there's an outage in my area, you know, I call in and I'm like, having a trouble with this. And I tell them my whole story.
Right. You know?
And I'm a fun guy. I'm laid back. I like to make it fun. I'm telling them the whole story with a lot of detail, which my wife tells me I shouldn't do, but I do it anyway, right? And then they're like, man, okay, wow, sorry you're having that. Well, you know what? You really need to talk to these guys. And they transfer me. And then I tell the whole story again. And he's like, well, thanks for telling me that, but you need to talk to these other guys.
Right.
About the fourth time of me doing that, I am not the same guy that called in.
You know? I used to work in healthcare. And part of my job was verifying insurance benefits. So I worked for a podiatrist. So we had to make sure all this stuff was covered under each patient's insurance. Calling Blue Cross Blue Shield used to turn me into a different person. Mm-hmm. Because you call the number on the back of the card that it says to call. They answer. You tell them what you need. They're like, I'm not the person. They transfer you 17 different times.
I know it said it was me, but it's not me.
Yeah, and you got to take a walk around the building because by that point, you're so furious. I used to just hang up the phone.
Well, and half the time, they're outsourcing these things to, like, Mumbai or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand what you're saying or you don't understand what they're saying. And it just gets to be very, very, very frustrating. So when you can say, well, if you have AI reps in there, one, you didn't have to wait to talk to somebody. A lot of times you're sitting there on hold for an hour before somebody picks up, and then you start this whole frustrating process. Already frustrated, and then you get even worse as it goes along. But imagine that the customer wait time for customer service is zero. And the AI, they're not confused about where this call needs to go. I mean, it's a computer. It has access to all of the databases. It can troubleshoot the issue. If it can't resolve it, it knows who needs to talk to the person, and it can see if they're available or not. It could also assign a ticket, right? Which is a lot of times at the end of a 3-hour call, that's at the end of the day, they just assign you a support ticket, and then you're off to the races. So, you know, the AI can actually, instead of replacing people, what it does is it really makes things better for everybody, right? So we have that inbound receiving AI. We also have a communications bar, and this one is what's really exciting. It's a little bar that goes on your website, like a little strip of buttons. And you can click on the call me button, right? And you can request a call. Within 2 minutes, the AI will outbound call you because you click the call button, you put in your phone number, your name, and a little message describing the problem you're having. And then, you know, within 2 minutes, your phone's going to ring and it's going to say, hi, this is Alex with a line. I see you're having problems with your website converting or whatever. How can we help you? And then it goes into the same kind of process from there, but you just received that call. You didn't wait have to call in. It just called you. We do the same thing with the AI chat, which is different than the chat bots that are out there because it's AI and it's more human-like interactive rather than just, you know, these are the presets. And if you don't have one of the presets, it's lost, right? We also have the SMS text on there. You can choose to do a text. And so you click that, same thing. You put in your phone number, your name, and your message, and it'll text you and have that same conversation back and forth. And then there's a one for email. So, and there's even a booking button if you just want to go ahead and book a meeting. But the thing is, with this whole communication bar, it's about being easier to do business with you than harder, right? And I learned this lesson. This is a valuable lesson I learned from my kids. And that is when I call my 23-year-old daughter and she's like, ew, why are you calling me on my phone? I'm like, it's a telephone. That's what you do. She's like, no, phones are not for talking. They're for texting and snapping only. And I'm like, what? It's a telephone.
I don't really do any social media. I have Facebook. That's pretty much it. But yeah, I would have to agree with your daughter. I hate picking up the phone and calling somebody. Yeah. I would so, please just text me. When I hand my business card out, I'm like, yes, this is my cell phone number. And if it's easier, you can text me. I would be so happy if you would text me.
Yeah,
That was the impetus right there. I was like, you know what? We need to give people another way to communicate just because she's 24 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And so, which is a horrible thought, but there's a whole generation or two running around out there that have that mindset.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they would rather do business this way. And so what we decided was we would take this AI technology and utilize it for anybody who would rather communicate with us in that format. And then we can make this available and affordable to businesses. I mean, we can set you up with this kind of whole system for $79 a month. I mean, it's not like a very expensive thing. And we're trying to set it up to where you can do an online sign up. So
I think that would be so cool. Awesome. I think that's awesome just because, like, I'm about to be 28. So
I feel so bad for you.
And I no, seriously, I'm one of those people where
I think I have a kidney stone about to turn like, 28.
I choke up on the phone. Like if I have something important I need to do and make a phone call, I have to call my mom or somebody else other than myself. I'm like, all right, what am I supposed to say when I get on the phone? Because I know I'm going to mess it up every time. Like, I wish I could just text everything to everyone all the time. So I love it. I think that's great. I think we need that.
So he did a pitch the other day and I was like, I want to be the first 10. So did you get 10 people?
Well, I don't know. We're still looking. You want to do
that? I want to do it. Yeah. It was like the first month's on us or what? I forgot what the promo was.
Oh, we need that.
So we'll do it for free. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it for free. And then if you want to keep it, we'll do it for like half the price.
$80 a month? Well, yeah. Come on.
We'll do it for $39.99 after that.
Yeah. No, I'm
one of those first 10.
I literally was like, take my money. And then you never booked the meeting. So I was like, well, like,
they can text me. You're saying they can text me instead of call me? Yes,
exactly.
Please.
We'll
I'm one of those
you.
People. If I don't have your number saved, leave me a voicemail because I'm not going to answer. If it's important, leave me a voicemail.
We would like to sign up.
Yes.
All righty, yeah, then.
Somebody got sold today.
It was me. It wasn't us.
It wasn't us. Well, Wade, man, I really appreciate it. Tell us how to get in touch with you. Tell us how to find you. I know you're local here in the community in Dallas-Fort Worth, but I'm assuming you also serve the entire nation as well. Is that correct?
That is, in fact, correct. So let me see here. Our phone number is basically a vanity number, right? So it's
all AI. Yeah, none of it's real.
It's all fake.
Oh, it's an 800 number, huh?
Well, no, it's actually, you know, it's funny because we're located here in Dallas, but we got a vanity number so that people could remember it, right? So it's 706 Web Help is the vanity number, but the actual number is 706-932-4357, I think. You know, I hate those things where you have to spell stuff out on the phone. It reminds me of texting with a little flip phone back in the day. But, you know, an easy way is just to go to Align. That's Align.io. It's a really clever name where, you know, tech and strategy align for success, right? So see what we did there.
I like it. I think it's a cool name. Well, Wade, yeah, definitely. We're interested in signing up. We'll let you know how it goes in a couple of months, I guess, on another episode. But thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it. I hope you had a lot of fun as well. Any last parting just advice for fellow entrepreneurs that are trying to succeed?
Well, you know, I would say, first of all, thanks for, you know, letting us use your podcast studio and offering this up. That is super fantastic. For any business out there, you know, I think the most important thing is to know your numbers, right? Make data-driven decisions, you know, making decisions based on feelings. You may feel good, but can be wrong 9 times out of 10. Give us a call and we'll help you out, you know.
Lord, preach it. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you.